everybody. Welcome. You know, we got so much craziness going on in this world today. We want to take just a couple minutes off and focus on something much more important, some of the incredible things that are changing our world for the better right in front of us. We're actually making headways in certain areas, and I'll try to bring you as much of that as I can over time, as time permits for me to do these segments. But we've got a lot going on right now, especially that's going to lead to some huge leaps, not only in consciousness, but in technology, coming up very soon. But anyway, before we get started here today, because I'm just going to take a couple minutes with this, we wanted to focus with good news in different places throughout the world. So we're going to start today in China, of all places. We've had so many interactions with China recently, having to do with all the tariffs and the laws and push this and push back this and all the nonsense. Let's just talk about some of the good things that are taking place. Number one, China is a huge evolving community, one of the fastest on the planet. We talked a little while back, and we were making some predictions a little while back about China and India. And we said they both have incredible opportunities to grow. The biggest challenge was, can Modi actually clean up the Ganges? If he could do that, they would have had an incredible growth in India. That has not happened. China has really taken that spot at this time. And of course, as we mentioned, the United States is kind of taking a step back for a lot of different reasons, but it's kind of taking a step out of a leadership position in many places in the world. But we'll take a look at this too, because let's talk about China and some of the wonderful things that have recently happened. Well, number one, today is the 25th of January. So today happens to be the Chinese New Year. Absolutely amazing, the celebrations, the fireworks, all the incredible things that you'll see. This is their celebration, so Happy New Year, everybody. New Year's Day on January 1st happens to be my birthday, so I'm thrilled that everybody celebrates New Year's in some way. It's absolutely incredible. So anyway, we'll take you a little bit further into that, and of course, this is the Year of the Rat. The rat doesn't sound like one of the favorite animals to be the animal of the year, but if you think about how long the rats have survived on planet Earth, it's kind of an interesting process and well-to-do. So welcome to the Year of the Rat. And of course, the Chinese people, they're growing at incredible rates and doing incredible things. So we send our hats to them and hats off to them, and a really warm hug from all of us here too. And those of you who have Chinese roots or are in China right now, welcome. Okay, let's talk about this. China has just recently taken a huge step towards saving the Earth. So many people are taking drastic steps. Single-use plastic is one of the biggest pieces that everyone is in. A few months ago, we talked about Coca-Cola. We talked about Lever Brothers. We talked about different companies, including PepsiCo, which were making steps now to eliminate single-use plastic. That is huge. China has just put it into law. And in fact, they have banned plastics entirely as of 2025. So single-use plastics as of 2025. Well, what about some of the other things and all the rest that we deal with? Because we have these white plastic bags that we've used for years to carry our groceries home from our stores, and they take years and years and years to degrade, even as thin as they are. So white plastic is becoming a problem too. And white plastic in China has just been banned by the end of this year. Incredible. We're making headways here in the United States on that. There's very few grocery stores that we can go into that they'll have the plastic bags sometimes, but they'll also sometimes make you buy other bags because they're starting to not carry the plastic bags at all. So most people are starting to carry their own bags in the stores, which is something that has been happening in Europe for a very long time. It's happening in the United States now, too. But this and these things can help us deal with the Earth very quickly. We can make a huge difference by making even small movements during these times. So that's right there up to date as far as China is concerned. Now, China is involved with the rest of the world, too. But I want to talk about technologies in general for just a minute. Obviously, I get very excited about technology. Steve has built many of the computers that exist here in the office. I'm very technical. I love it. It's interesting for me because I consider that to be my left side of my brain. And yet I work in my right side of the brain channeling all day. So I get to kind of jump back and forth. And for me, it's quite a balance. But I love doing it, but I'm very technological. So with that, let me tell you the group's view of what is taking place. It's been quite a few years now, I think 7 or 8, that they talked about a technology drop on planet Earth. They said technology is being dropped here. It looks like it might take this time because level of vibration has to be high enough for it to take. And they said it's hacking, it's going to take some time to get through there. And I think the last time we really talked about this, and even though the original technology drop was almost 10 years ago, about 7 years ago, they mentioned it again, talked about it starting to filter into the scientific laboratories and so forth. It's here. I'll show you what they're talking about. Where, of course, back in the 1960s, the 1920s, there was a discovery made in physics called quantum physics. And what they were doing is looking inside the atom at how things worked inside the atom rather than on the outside of the atom, which is what Newtonian physics looks at. Yes, the apple still drops from the tree. It will still hit you in the head in the same way. So Newtonian physics is still applicable, but we're finding things that we couldn't resolve with Newtonian physics. We're resolving them with quantum physics. Now, it gets very confusing because it doesn't mean that things act in the same way. But that's magical. And what we're doing, according to the group, is uncovering the secrets of the universe right in front of us. Now, it's going to show up in many different ways, including commercial ways. Will it be used for war? Well, we've used almost every technology for war at some point. We hope not. But nonetheless, if it is, it will be just like most of the technologies used for war. We'll turn around and stop using it for war and use it for good things. That has happened to most of the technologies that have been created in that way. So let's talk about quantum physics for a minute, because this is really interesting. And there's one piece about quantum physics that I'm going to split off from all the rest, because there's so much magic there. But there's one piece in particular that I want to try and describe, because it's at the base of this new technologies, which are now entering your world very rapidly. Number one, we call this quantum entanglement. And what happened was Einstein labeled it exactly like this. Spooky action at a distance. So, didn't know which screen I was looking at. So, he basically couldn't describe what this was, because what happens is there are two particles that work around each other all the time, and when you change one particle, the other changes instantly. Not a split second later, not a millisecond later, but instantly. So there's been a lot of talk about separating those, and does that still work if you're able to separate this? Well, they've been able to separate them for quite some years now, and they found that that is absolutely true. But something has happened to that a little further. We've known that these particles exist simultaneously, which is actually against the rules of Newtonian physics, or shall I say Einsteinian physics. It exceeds the speed of light, which is against Einstein's theory of relativity. He says nothing exceeds the speed of light. So it's instantaneous. Now, the group actually says it doesn't actually exceed the speed of light. They are connected. You just can't see the connections. So that sounds interesting, fascinating. Talk about quantum entanglement. What does it look like? Well, it kind of looks like this. So if you're trying to figure that out, and if you were able to take one of these pieces, I keep looking at the wrong monitor, you're able to take one of these pieces here and squeeze it, the other one would instantaneously squeeze. Now that causes a problem. How do you measure it? Because the moment you measure it, it changes state. It changes. It alters, whether you want to call it bigger, smaller, something you can understand, but it changes its state the moment it's measured. Now that makes it impossible to measure, because what you're measuring is fine. You can measure something, but you don't know what the state was before you measured it, so there's nothing to compare it to. But there's an interesting piece about this. Remember we talked about things simultaneously being a part of each other? It doesn't take a second later for them to do. It literally is simultaneous, exceeding the speed of light. That has been extrapolated now and has been brought into several other applications, which are really getting fascinating right now. Quantum computing is one. We've mentioned this in several of our paid seminars, and we talk about it all the time in Lightmaster. Quantum computing is bringing a whole series of computers to the table, which are they're still very expensive. They're still only in limited supply. Everything else is happening, but the technology is expanding so fast, it's incredible. And I'll tell you, Google's right at the heart of this, so watch Google. They're producing the Sycamore chip and some other things which are really fascinating. Only a short time ago, we reported on these things. They were really large, monstrous things that looked a lot like we're looking at here. And then, of course, they got a little easier, and they started being able to make them different and be able to work with them. Most of them still look like this. But last week, IBM introduced this one. It doesn't look quite as confusing as everything else we have. How long is it going to be before we find these under our desks? How long before we find them on our wrist? You have no understanding how much quantum computing can bring to your world. It's only one, but it's happening. This is the technology drop that the group talked about, which has filtered in and filtered in and filtered in, and now is making its way first in the commercial market and then into the private home market. You think you're going to be left out? No way. That, in combination with AI and robotics and all the incredible changes that are taking place, are going to make life interesting, but also easier. And that's good news. Now, is it bad technology? Are there difficulties with AI, outthinking humans in some cases, everything else? That genie's already out of the box. We're not going to put the genie back in the bottle. She's already here. We're going to work with it. We'll figure out how to adapt it. And as we talked about in the 2020 Vision Seminar, where we talked about the elections and how all that AI was used in certain ways to create certain things, it's really interesting because that AI is still there. It's never been dismantled. It's been moved a few places, obviously, and it's not called by the same names, but that technology has even evolved since that use. These things are moving at the speed of love, which, according to the group, is a little bit faster than the speed of light. Now let's talk about something very interesting. Also, back to China for just a moment. In 2017, China successfully teleported a particle into outer space. Teleportation has been, obviously, the seeds were planted way back with Star Trek. Gene Roddenberry, good job, planted some seeds that we created. Very simple. We're going to figure that one out. We figured out the tricorder. We figured out several other things that were there. Now we're figuring out teleportation. It's actually been done several years ago. The first teleportations have happened. Little atomic particles were able to be moved from one place to the other intact. Very limited, very difficult. A lot of failures before you get the minute successes that were there. Let us bring you up to date on this. We'll go back to those quantum particles that are tied together, the quantum entanglement, the two pieces. What if you were able to take one of those and throw it into space? That's what China did. They took it on a laser beam, and they took it up into the Tibetan mountains, and they fired it from one of the highest places on Earth, obviously, to get into outer space, and it worked. They're simultaneous. No lag. One changes, the other changes. Now, this was a couple years ago, this is 2017 in November. So this has been a huge evolution about that. How do we work with that? What does that mean? Is that really going to help us much? Well, we have to admit right now, none of this really has huge applications for you. We're telling you they're coming. We're telling you they're also going to change your world, whether you use them or not. They're going to shift everything, and it's going to get a little easier. Now, there's also this huge problem with technology that we've had, called security. Well, maybe I don't want to post on Facebook. Steve doesn't actually post on Facebook. It's an interesting thing because there is so, for the first time in our recorded history, everything is recorded. Every thought, every whim, every time you, and it doesn't get erased. It's there. That can be gone back over by AI to profile your personality very easily now. Now, I'm not saying that to scare you. I'm just telling you where we are here today. Security is a problem because people can tap into your stuff. A large portion of what you pay in the form of interest to banks and especially credit cards goes to security, goes to all the fraud. The money that's stolen illegally from it, you're actually paying for it. It's coming out of your pocket. Very simple. So security benefits everybody in this way. What if we were able to make things secure? Well, it's starting to happen. A couple things are going to take place with this exact thing we're talking about. Back in August of this last year, quantum teleportation, it's not the China team, but it's two other teams that did this almost simultaneously. Quantum teleportation successfully sent what is called aquitrate. I don't have any idea if I'm saying that right, but that thing right there, it sent a packet of information, not just a bit. A bit is a one or a zero. It's only a positive or a negative. And that's what all of our computers are built on. It's what our lives are built on, is bits. Well, guess what? Now we have a quitrit, and there's qubits and all kinds of different things that are coming from measurements. But what this is instead of a one and a zero, it's a one that exists in different states. I know that's difficult to say, but if it was water, it would be water, liquid, it would be an ice cube, and it would be a vapor. So you'd have three different states that it exists in. That carries a tremendous amount of information in one single quitrit. Now, since they are able to start sending quitrits up, they could actually send packets up. There will come a time that where there will be a network of quantum teleportation, quantum packets, quantum receivers, doing exactly this. Quantum communication is coming. Now, what that means is that each person will have one of those parts of entanglements, and another part will be shot up to some satellite somewhere. So anytime you go online, and it'll start with internet, anytime you go online, you go to your bank, can't remember your password, you gotta look the damn thing up. So anyway, here you are trying to go to your bank and do the whole thing, and your bank says, we know who you are, don't need any of that. How can we help you? How much time would that save everybody? How much easier would it be? How much money would it save the banks? How much money would it save you eventually, because you're paying that anyway? So this is going to change your societies, because what will happen is a person will be able to check your identity by telling you to do some simple thing or read some numbers, and they will immediately see the change. Now, can it be hacked or tapped into? Only if you have one of the particles. I won't say no, because we've managed to hack into pretty much everything at this point, but this is extremely secure. And eventually, the group says, this will actually turn out to be the base of a new form of communication, very similar to what we now call the internet, but a whole lot more secure, a lot bigger, and a lot easier to access. That's what's coming. And that's good news. That's a possibility to hopefully bring people back together a little bit in some different ways. Quantum communication is absolutely on the horizon. And that means personal, private communication. It will actually restore some of the privacies that we want. And even though we're living in the times of no more secrets, it's very appropriate that we get accustomed to that and stop hiding ourselves in all these ways. And yet, we can't really have a financial system if everything's out in the open, can we? That's the reality of it. We need to have certain securities in place in order for us to grow societies. And that's what's taking place here. It's underway. Watch what takes place. And above all, enjoy the ride. This is good news from Steve for February Virtualite broadcast on January 25th. Espavo, everybody.